Good morning. It's Monday, February 2nd. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, a look at the legacy of Volga German immigrants in Kansas.
They decided that this was the perfect area because the ground itself was pretty much like it was in Russia.
That's after the news. The Wichita School Board will decide tonight if and when to close four elementary schools in the district. Last month, district staff recommended closing Lovature, OK, Pleasant Valley, and Woodland elementary schools as soon as the end of next year. They say the schools are aging and too costly to repair. Stephen Christian is the chief human resources officer for the district. He says consolidating some elementary schools would also help ensure students have equal access to support staff like school nurses and counselors.
We're splitting resources to try to keep a small school model alive, and that comes with a cost.
USD 259 is expected to propose another bond issue this November. If voters pass it, the district would wait two more years to close OK and Woodland. Unionized nurses at St. Francis and St. Joseph Hospitals held a vigil last week in Wichita to honor people killed by federal immigration officials. The vigil honored Alex Preddy, a nurse who was shot and killed by immigration officers at a protest in Minneapolis. Union members also called for Congress to eliminate all funding for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, more commonly known as ICE. Shelley Rader is a nurse at St. Francis. She says it's important that hospitals remain safe for all patients, regardless of immigration status.
I can't imagine how scary it would be to wonder if I'm going to be okay to come to the hospital.
The vigil also commemorated Renee Good, who was shot and killed by immigration officials in Minneapolis, along with 32 others who died in ICE custody last year. United Way of the Plains announced Friday that it's been awarded a $2.2 million grant to help low-income families who are homeless or struggle to afford housing. The restricted grant from the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation will begin in July and be awarded over 2 years. United Way plans to use the money to provide navigation services and financial help for families facing homelessness. About 40% of working families in Sedgwick County live paycheck to paycheck and struggle to afford basic necessities like housing. Four-term Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids has scheduled events in cities well beyond the borders of her Northeast Kansas district. As Jim McLean reports, this has triggered speculation that she's preparing to challenge Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall.
Davids' Johnson County Center District gives her a strong base for a statewide campaign. But she says her visits to Wichita, Dodge City, and Colby don't signal a Senate run. They're aimed at gathering information to help with her work on the U.S. House Agriculture and Transportation Committees. Still, she says a Senate bid isn't out of the question if state lawmakers revive their plan to defeat her by redrawing congressional districts.
If the Kansas State Legislature were to move forward on that, I have to keep all my options on the table.
Several Democrats are already challenging Marshall, an unwavering supporter of President Trump, as he seeks a second term in the U.S. Senate. But none of the other Democrats has David's name recognition or political track record. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
A new report shows that Kansas has declined in national health rankings over the past 3 decades. KMUW's Jenny Anima has more.
The Kansas Health Foundation's Economic Case for Health looks at 50 different metrics. They include air and water quality, clinical care, and housing. In 1991, Kansas ranked 8th in the country. In 2024, the state was 28th. Health Foundation President Ed O'Malley says lawmakers could take action to help Kansas get back to the top.
We need policies, whether it's Medicaid expansion or something else, that help more Kansans have access to good quality health coverage.
O'Malley says educating people about how health affects the economy is also important. For KMUW News, I'm Jennifer Anima.
A 42-year-old Augusta woman has been charged with defrauding her clients by failing to make tax payments. Nicole Clem was indicted on Friday by a federal grand jury on multiple counts of wire fraud, money laundering, identity theft, and failure to pay employment taxes. Clem was the owner of a business called Bookkeeping and Beyond. It collected money from clients to pay their federal and state employee payroll taxes. From November 2017 through June of 2024, Clem is accused of making only partial payments and allegedly keeping the money for her personal use. Two students from the Wichita area and one from Texas have been awarded one of the largest undergraduate scholarships in Kansas. Samantha McClintock and Caden Langford are recipients of Wichita State University's Harry Gore Memorial Scholarship. Each will receive $64,000 toward their studies. McClintock attends Central Christian Academy in Wichita. Langford is a senior at Valley Center High School. Mackenzie Butchell of McKinney, Texas, also received a Gore Scholarship. The Gore Scholarships have been awarded annually since 1954. They recognize leadership and academic skills. The city of Wichita will hold a series of clinics this month offering free microchipping for pets. The clinics are 8 to 10 a.m. every Monday in February at the Wichita Animal Services facility on North Hillside. The service is first come, first served for the first 50 pets. Pets must be on a leash or in a carrier and be able to tolerate the procedure without anesthesia. Owners must provide a photo ID, email, and phone number. Lost pets with chips can be scanned at the animal shelter or any vet clinic to locate the owner. Wichita's Department of Parks and Recreation will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony today for the new playground at Procht Wetlands Park. The ceremony is 11 a.m. at the Wetlands Park near 29th Street North and Mays Road. The new playground combines outdoor play with environmental education. Families will be able to explore and learn about wetland ecosystems. Procht Wetlands Park is one of few wetlands remaining in the Midwest. The park provides a safe habitat for migratory birds, muskrats, frogs, and other species. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. In some communities in western Kansas, you can still spot the influence of German immigrants who settled there. Their descendants will mark a notable anniversary this year. Becky Tanner has more.
150 years ago, Volga Germans left their mark on the Kansas prairie by using native limestone to build monuments to their faith. The Basilica of St. Fidelis in Victoria, with its landmark twin spires, is known as the Cathedral of the Plains. They also left their marks in other ways, with foods such as the Bierock, award-winning beers, and turkey red winter wheat. Their story begins in the mid-1700s, when they were invited to the steppes of Russia at the invitation of Catherine the Great.
And after Catherine died, her son ruled Russia and revoked all those manifest points that were given to those people to entice them to Russia. And so they decided, well, now is the time to get out, because they were starting to conscript a lot of our people to go to war.
That's Kevin Rupp, office manager, liturgist, and organist at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Hays. Some of his ancestors were among the first to arrive in Ellis County in 1876.
They sent a delegation to the United States, and they decided that this was the perfect area because the ground itself was pretty much like it was in Russia.
These immigrants traveled by ships and trains, and once in Kansas, the first thing they built were churches. At first, there were skeptical neighbors.
They were called dirty Russians. So they were made fun of because of their language, of course, was different. You know, they spoke in German, and a kind of a mix, Russian was kind of thrown in.
Now, 150 years later, it's not hard to find the influences of German culture in this part of the state. Gela's restaurant in Hays serves green bean dumpling soup and grebel, fried dough. At family gatherings, it's not unusual to find Bierocks, Klaus Neffel, sour soup, Streuselkuchen, wedding soup, and Mahlwurst, a pressed hamburger dish. In some local donut shops, you can still hear old-timers discussing the local news in German. This year, to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Volga Germans in Kansas, Hayes will host a series of events celebrating the immigrants' lasting impact on the state. Does this mean there will be dancing in the streets?
There won't be dancing in the streets. There'll be dancing in the hall. But if it spills out in the streets, you can't help that.
I'm Becky Tanner.
You can read more about the Volga German immigrants at kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. Have a good week. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.